In the fifth stanza of the hymn that we sang a while ago,
我们的得势不要紧，神的旨意当留心。
Look not at your gain or at your loss, but take heed to the will of God.
我们有多少个人，我们能够说我们的得势不要紧？
How many of us can say that our loss or gain is nothing? Many times it is because of what we want, we're so bondaged. It is hard for us to say that our gain or loss is nothing, but take heed to the will of God.
今年开始我愿意跟弟兄姊妹就讲两个事情。
So at the beginning of the year, I want to talk to you about two things.
扎根。
One is to be rooted.
补课。
And the other is to take remedial lessons.
我们先来读两段的圣经。
We're going to read two passages from the Bible.
以赛亚书。
From Isaiah.
37章第31节。以赛亚书第37章第31节。Isaiah 37:31。犹大家所逃脱的人要往下扎根，向上结果。
And the remnant that is escaped from the of the house of Judah shall again take root downward and bear fruit upward.
哥罗西书第二章。
And then Colossians chapter 2.
哥罗西书第二章第六、第七节。
Verses 6 and 7.
哥罗西书第二章第六、第七节。
Colossians 2:6-7.
你们既然接受了主基督耶稣，就当遵他而行，在他里面生根建造，信心坚固。正如你们所领的教训，感谢的心就更增长。And
ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith, as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving.
去年年中，我已经跟弟兄姊妹提过结果子的事。At
the end of the year, I spoke about bearing fruit.
我上次已经提过了，这个因为各项的聚会，我一直没再提到这件事情。And
because of other meetings, I haven't spoken on this.
我今年一开始第一次的交通，我愿意回到这个结果子的事。
But in the first message, we're going to go back to this thing about bearing fruit. To bear fruit, it is important, the root is.
神要我们结果子,
the Lord wants us to bear fruit. But all of us are bearing some kind of fruit.
我们结的果子不见得是神要我们结的果子。The
fruit that we bear might not be what God intended.
神要我们结出好的果子。God
wants us to bear good fruit.
我们可能所结的是坏的果子。But
what we bear might be bad fruit.
圣经里面讲到可能是荆棘，可能是蒺藜。
The Bible said it could be thorns or thistles.
我们上次也提过，我们要结好的果子，必须是一个好的树。
We mentioned that to bear good fruit, we have to be a good tree.
主跟我们说，好树结好果子，坏树结坏果子。The
Lord says the good tree bear good fruit, and bad tree bears bad fruit.
我们能够从它的果子认识这棵树。And
from its fruit, we can know this tree.
说这个不是我们要怎么讲的多好听，乃是你是结什么果子，你就是成为是什么树。
We can talk very nicely, but the bottom line is what kind of tree you are, you bear that kind of fruit.
我们弟兄来跟我们讲，你扎根要扎得深。
Our brother said that when you our root should be very deep.
他也跟我们讲过，我们要成根。
And he told us that we need to have morning devotion.
我愿意再次说，成根不是你只是用一段时间来读个圣经，有个祷告，你就是成根。
And again, I want to emphasize that morning devotion is not just a time that you spend, you have read the Bible or you have prayed.
你愿意花这个时间很好。
It is very good that you are willing to spend this time.
但是真正的成根乃是我来到主面前，我是一个受教的人。
But the real issue is in morning devotion, we come with a teachable heart.
或者我跟主听这个成根之后，我成为一个受教的人。
Or after this devotion, I become one who is teachable.
所以我们要看重这个，我是一个成为一个受教的人。
So the important thing is, am I a teachable person?
如果你早上真的起不来。
If you cannot wake up early in the morning,
在你那一天的时间里找另外一个时间，我能够到主面前，我是一个受教的人。
You can find another time and come before the Lord and be a teachable person before Him.
我们弟兄讲过，根要深。
Our brother said our roots have to be very deep.
诗篇第一篇说，你要栽在溪水旁。
In Psalm 1, it says it has to be planted by the river of water.
我上次用了约瑟做一个例子。
And I used Joseph as an example.
他说约瑟是一个多结果子的枝子。
It says that Joseph bear much fruit.
他是在泉旁多结果子的枝子。
He is one branch who bears much fruit.
我们知道这两段圣经提到的不是把它重点摆在根扎多深。
Now these two verses did not emphasize how deep the root is.
那还是说你的根扎在哪里。
But it talks about where the root is planted.
你的根是扎在水源的。
Your root is planted by the rivers of water.
当你栽在水源，你有不断得到供应。
If you are planted in the source of water, then you continue to receive supply.
如果我们能够扎根真正在主的身上，
If we're rooted in the Lord Himself,
主的生命要不断地供应我们，
then His life will continue to supply us.
我们能够在主里面不断地成长，
and then we will continue to grow before Him.
我们不但只能够成长，
Not only do we grow,
我们能够结果子，
we will bear fruit.
我们可以结好的果子，
we will bear good fruit.
多结果子，
and we will bear much fruit.
所以弟兄姊妹，扎根这件事情，希望我们开始很重视，很正视这件事情。
And so we need to put a lot of importance and seriousness about this rooted.
我们今天如果不扎根，
ifWe are not rooted today.
我们人生没太大的意义。
Then there's not much meaning with our life.
我们随着风，就这个世界的风怎么吹就怎么走。
We will go with the flow of this world.
我们就随流而去。
And then we will just go with the flow and with the world.
我们说通常就是跟朋友们讲这些话。
Many times we say these things to friends.
但是我们发现今天所谓的已经我们信了耶稣的人，许多人还是这样子。
But we discover today for believers, we are like that.
我们随着今天风俗就这样走。
We follow the flow of this world.
世界吹什么风，我们就走什么路。
Where the wind of this world is leading us, we are blown that direction.
这是我们不扎根。
And that's because we're not rooted.
我们也可能是扎错了根。
Or maybe we're rooted in the wrong place.
我们喜欢基督教的生活。
We like the way of Christianity.
我们喜欢当一个教徒。
We like to be just a believer.
我们喜欢外面许多的规条跟我讲这教义是什么。
We like outward rules.
我们喜欢做那个给人看我蛮敬虔的。
and we like to do things that are out, that outwardly look like we are godly.
我们对主的认识就停留在我们的知识跟道理的层面。
And our knowledge of the Lord is just head knowledge.
我们上次提过，你根基不稳的话，你在上面建什么全部会倒。
If our foundation is not firm, whatever you build upon it is just going to collapse.
你真的可以建得越高，倒得越大。
You can build even higher, but the greater the fall.
所以我特别对我们这里很多年轻人。
And so I say to many young people here.
不要失去你的机会，今天能够学的机会。
Do not lose that opportunity to learn today.
因为这些机会过了就是过。
Because when these opportunities pass, then it's gone.
你不会永远，对不起啊，你不会永远这么年轻。
Too bad, you're not going to be forever young.
人生，你很喜欢过年，对不对？我怀疑了，这个应该是小朋友很喜欢过年。
Do you like the year to go by? I think only kids like that.
我想中国人就好多，这都有两个年过嘛，这个是吧？一个新的年，现在又是年初二，对不对？这个又刚过年了。
For Chinese people, they're like two New Years, and we just have the second one.
在美国过年没什么太了不起哈、啊，在如果回家去过年，哇，红包啊！
Here it might not be very exciting for to go to celebrate Chinese New Year. Back there, you have a red pocket. red envelopes.
Whatever. 这个对不对？什么都恭喜发财，哇，红包就来了。这个过年太过瘾了。
It's very fun to have the New Year because you get this gift.
但是你要知道，我们是小朋友，很喜欢过年。到你到某个程度，你就不想，哎呦，我又大一岁了，我又大一岁了。
Only for children, it's fun, but for older people, you just remember you adding one more year to your.
一定是 older people， 你看这些人都不想再老一岁的了。
Even the younger ones, they don't want to get one more year.
Yeah, forever 21.
They want to be forever 21.
都是21岁。所以弟兄姊妹，我们的环境是会一直往前推的。
And so we keep on going back.
Going forward. 我们一直是被世界一直在把我们往前推的。
Oh, the world always push us forward.
或者我们的年纪不给我们回头的。
And we cannot go back in age.
你不会一直当学生。
We can never always be students.
你在学生时候能够学的东西，你毕业后就没机会学。
What you can learn as a student, you will not be able to once you're not a student.
你是一个单身的时候，你不学，结婚就没机会给你学单身的了。
If you don't learn the lessons as a single, you cannot learn them after you're married.
你说，哎，我还有我的 private time， 我有我的私人空间。
Maybe you say, I want to have my private time.
私人空间，你始终还是结婚的。你始终你还是已经结婚的人了。
Oh, but now after you're married, you're no longer single.
当你有了孩子，你不可以说孩子打去寄居学校，你寄居还是自己过了。
And if you have kids, you cannot just say, oh, I'm just sending out my kids, and then I have my own private time.
神给我们在人生每个阶段都有我们要学的。
Well, each period of time, there's something for us to learn.
我们失去这个机会学的就是永远失去了。
And if you lose that opportunity, you have lost it forever.
我们可以被主开眼界，眼睛给我们说，哦，这个某个功课，终于我看见很宝贵了。
It's true. The Lord can open our eyes and let us see, wow, this lesson is so important.
这是在那个阶段所要学的，你已经没办法回去再学了。
But you cannot go back and learn the lesson that belongs to that period of time.
说弟兄姊妹，我们又过一年了。
So brothers and sisters, we have added one more year.
我常常在想啊，还没过两千年的时候，我总会在想，什么叫做两千年呢？
No, prior to the year 2000, I think, what is the year 2000?
我们会说 millennium, 这个中文也不知道什么，又一个一千年又开始是吧 ？millennium， 这个哇，不知道是什么意思。这个2000年1月1号，你知道我们全公司就去照相去了。
Does it mean to have a new millennium in our company? We all took a picture together.
我们那时候人还蛮多一点。
At that time, we still have a big crowd.
因为我们觉得说，哎呀，你进去另外一个字了，对不对？两千年。
Because we enter a new digit, you know, it's now two.
我有时候在想，哎，2017年了，已经过了17年了。
But now to this year is already 2017. 17 years had passed by.
你知道我们公司现在在做个 project 是2028年的。
And this right now we have a project that's 2028.
Yeah. 好像在讲预言，就那一年之后公司关门。
As if it's a prophecy that after that year the company is going to close down.
对啊，全公司现在做的就是对着2028年做事。
So everything is headed towards 2028 in our company.
我就有时候在想，2028年我如果还在地上的话，我几岁？
And I think if I'm still here on earth, how old will I be at that time?
所以弟兄姊妹，我们没有想，我们可能一年一年过，但是，哎，我们已经推进去了一个说 new 的 millennium 的。
Now we just go year by year, but actually we're being pushed to a new millennium.
我有记得我们年轻的时候看电视，这个什么 That's the future, 都是讲什么什么太空什么事情的，都是讲2020年、2010年的事。
Before, when I was young, I watched this show like it's Back to the Future, and they all talk about 2000 some years.
你有没有想过我们现在就是活在那个时候？
But right now we're living in that time already.
所以弟兄姊妹，但愿我们求主苏醒我们的心。
So brothers and sisters, may the Lord awake us.
唤醒我们沉睡的灵。
Awake the sleepy spirit that is in us.
给我们知道，我们不管你现在有多年轻，不能够一直拖着这时间的。
That no matter what's your age, you cannot just drag on.
为什么我要提到补课？
Now, why do I talk about remedial class?
因为许多人起步都没起好。
Because we do not take the right step in the beginning.
有两个重要的原因。
There are two reasons for
that. 一个是我们信主的时候就信主起步不好。
The first thing is when we believe, we didn't take the right step.
我现在接触的人多了一点。
Now that I have met more people,
我发现许多人的信主始终有人是拜拜的心态。
Many people, when they believe, they still carry with them that idol-worshipping attitude.
有些就是说我祷告主，你什么都要听我祷告的。
They feel that whatever I ask, you've got to give me what I ask.
主你不听我祷告，我就退后了。
If you do not give me what I ask, then I'm going to turn back.
所以我常常讲，我们把主就是当作阿拉丁神灯里面的精灵。
And the way we treat the Lord is like the genie in the Aladdin's lamp.
我是有求必应。
So whatever I ask, I should get it.
如果主不给我们。
Now what if the Lord doesn't give us?
或者我们有个艰难的环境。
Or if we are in a difficult situation.
我们就说主你太严厉。
Then we say, Lord, you are too severe.
你对我太凶。
You are too severe with me.
主耶稣在地上也针对这件事讲了一些话。
Now actually the Lord talked about this when he was on earth.
当主说我给每个人都有一千、两千、五千两银子的。
So when the Lord said, I gave one talent, say one talent,
one talent,
one talent, two talent, five talents.
那个拿一千两的，他说我收起来了。
The one who said, who got one talent, he kept it.
为什么？他说主是严厉的。
Why? Because he said, you know, the Lord is severe.
主又用另外一个例子，他说一锭银子啊 ，one mina， 一锭这个两锭五锭。
And then there's also another parable about one mina, two mina, five mina.
他说我哪一锭的也去收起来了。
And then the one who got one also kept it.
他说主没有种的地方你要收。
And the way he looked at the Lord is.He did not plant, and he still want to harvest.
你想想看，他对主那个埋怨有多深呢？没得种，你要往向我收。
You see that that complain with the Lord that you did not plant and you still want the harvest.
你没有理由。
You don't have a good reason.
所以他心中苦毒。
And so that person is bitter towards the Lord.
所以我藏起来。
And that's why I kept it.
主你是严厉的。
Because you are so severe.
两个的比喻，主的结论是什么？
With those two parables, what's the conclusion?
他说你是又懒又恶的仆人，离开我去吧。
He says, wicked and lazy servant, you depart from me.
我们的思想对我们的主，我们需要一直给主来更正。
Our perception of the Lord has to be renewed and adjusted by the Lord.
我们总要认定他是主。
We need to recognize He is the Lord.
圣经也告诉我们说，他是窑匠，我是泥土。
The Bible says that I'm the clay and He's the potter.
我们一个泥土可以怪这个窑匠怎么把我做成这样吗？
Can a clay say to the potter, "Why do you make me this way?"
说弟兄姊妹，信主信得如何，成为我们非常大的关键。
How we believe in the Lord is key.
所以我们现在有时候传福音呢，遇到这些朋友们，发现真的要很真实，从心中被主得着来信主的真的不多。
And so right now, when we preach the gospel, we realize that the friends who really want the Lord and be captured by the Lord are few.
所以第一个理由，第一个原因是我们信的不好。
First reason is.There's a problem in our belief.
第二个。
And the second?
是传的人传的不好。
The second is the one who didn't preach rightly.
你知道你我们是什么人就带出什么人。
What we are, brings out the same kind of person in another.
我们是一个马虎的人，随便的人带出来的人也是随便。
If we are careless,The people we lead become careless.
我们是一个糊涂的人，带出人也是糊涂。
If we are not clear, the people we lead are not clear either.
我们是一个用头脑的人，我带出来的人也是用头脑。
If we depend only on mental knowledge, the people we lead are like so.
我们是一个只讲道理的人，带出来的人也是讲道理。
If only we speak of doctrine, then the people we lead only knows that.
我们是一个看重生命的，你带出来的人也会看重生命。
If we are really put importance on life, then the people we lead will be the same.
你是一个绝对的人，你带出来的人就会绝对。
If you are absolute yourself, the people whom you lead will also be absolute.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要问。我们现在是什么人？
So we need to ask ourselves what kind of person we are.
我们就会影响别人是成为什么的人。
Then that's the way we can influence other people.
所以我今天我要开始提到一些补课的事了。
And so today I'm going to start with some remedial lessons.
但是我还是觉得一些最基本的还是从最基本的开始。
But we need to start from the very basic ones.
第一个读圣经。
First is by reading the Bible.
我们都说读圣经，都要读圣经。
Of course, we say we all have to read the Bible.
但是我们今天读圣经都出问题了。
But there's a problem with our Bible reading today.
我们为什么说要读圣经？
Now, why do we say we need to read the Bible?
圣经不是一本教科书。
Now, the Bible is not a textbook.
一本教科书讲的关于神的事。
It's not a textbook about God.
或者一本教科书讲到神是谁。
Or a textbook talking of who God is.
或者一本教科书讲的从前跟讲以后怎么样的。
Or a textbook about the past and what it will be in the future.
教科书读了一次读懂就把它摆在一边。
Because if it is a textbook, once we read it and we know it, we can set it aside.
我们永远记得圣经是神所默示的。
We know that the Bible is inspired by God.
圣经是神启示出来一本书。
It is what has been revealed by God.
我们穷一生的时间都不懂。
We cannot really totally grasp it with our whole life.
我们就是求主，你能够开我们的眼， 能够明白一点你今天你的心意是什么。
We need to come to the Lord and say, Lord, open my eyes that I will know a bit more of your heart.
所以我今天在地上稍微懂得怎么跟随你。
So that somehow I know how to follow you here on earth.
我跟你们读一节圣经。
Let us read a verse.
约书亚记。
This is in Joshua.
约书亚记第一章。
Joshua number, chapter 1.
约书亚记第一章第八节。
Chapter 1 verse 8.
旧约讲到圣经讲是这律法书。
Now in the Old Testament, it talks about, when it talks about the Bible, it always says it's the book of law.
第八节，这律法书不可离开你的口中，要昼夜思想，好使你谨守遵行这书上所写的一些话，如此你的道路就可以亨通，凡事顺利。
This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth.But thou shalt meditate therein day and night, and thou may observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success.
Oh, 这个英文这个很好 good success. 我们都想成功，对吧？我们都想说，我的道路是亨通、顺利、成功。
Yes, of course, we want our way to be prosperous and successful.
在神在前面先讲呢，你要把这律法书常常去读的。
But God already set a condition that you that this book of law shall not depart out of your mouth.
他不只要你读，也要你去思想。
So not only read, but also meditate.
我们有时候圣经一读完，是吧？今天功课做完，交差，这个从来不再去想。
The way we do it is, yes, we've done our part today, we've read it, and we don't think about it anymore.
So, 我们想我们的道路能够亨通的话，好好来读主的话。
So, if you want your way to be prosperous and successful, well, read the word carefully.
我们知道哈，这个我们常主耶稣在地上说，我们不看哈，人活着不是单靠食物。还是靠神口中的一切话。
We know that it says, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of his mouth."
神说，今天你蒙恩得救了，圣经是你需要吃的。
Now today you have been saved. The Bible, the word, is something you need to eat.
我们要能够得到供养，圣经的话是要供养我们。
You need nourishment. The word is your nourishment.
但弟兄姊妹要记住，圣经写在上面，字句是死的。
But then it also says that the letter kills.
我们要在里面能够看到主的话是供应我生命的。
We need to see that the word gives nourishment to our life.
上礼拜我们弟兄提过两个字哈 ，logos 跟 rhema。
Now, last week, our brother mentioned Logos and Rhema.
你知道圣经写在纸上面的，这是神的道理，神的真理是怎么写在那里的
？The truth is written there.
但是我们今天要把这个话讲到我心中来。
But today we need the Lord to speak that word into our heart.
直到这个话再讲到你心中，这个话还不是你的。
Until that word is spoken into your heart, that word is not really yours.
因为它一旦讲到你心中去的时候，这个话变得新鲜，变得是活的。
Because when that word enters your heart, that word becomes alive and fresh.
这个话就成为你的生命。
And then that word becomes your life.
这个话就对你实在是有用。
And that word becomes really useful to you.
所以人活着不是单靠食物。
And that's why man shall not live by bread alone.
我们要主的话，所以主的话不是只是规条，很多人就是要来，我要看教义，我要看规条。
Well, we need God's word, but it's not for rules.
这个神的话是生命给你活的，越来越蒙恩。
This word is life. It gives grace to you.
诗篇跟我们讲，神的话是什么？是我脚前的灯，是路上的光。
the word is the light unto my path, and it's the word is the light unto my path.
这个脚前的灯只看到你前面走一步。
Well, the light is in front of your step. You only see one step ahead.
路上的光是给你看方向。
And then the light for the road is to direct you.
我们有主的话，我们大方向目标要对。
We need to have the right direction using God's word.
主可以采用他的话，在一步一步引导我们往那个方向走。
And then he again uses his word to lead you each step of the way.
如果你真的这样走，你发现我人生走得很扎实。
If you walk this way, then you really walk firmly.
说弟兄姊妹，希望我知道弟兄很多人对圣经没怎么花功夫下去的。
I know that many of us haven't really put our effort into reading the word.
但如果你还年轻的话，求主帮助你，我要开始好好花功夫读主的话。
But if you're still young, may the Lord help you that I really want to put emphasis in really knowing His Word.
我刚刚讲的，你马马虎虎随随便便读，你对主的认识也是随随便便的。
If you read carelessly, then your attitude towards the Lord is also very careless.
你对主的事情也是随随便便的。
And the same way, you'll be careless with His work.
那如果你用头脑读，你读了，你怎么读法就是看重里面。头脑的一些事情。
If you just use your head to read it, then all you gain is just head knowledge.
你读完没有里面被主碰见，说主，我能够遇见你。
After you read, you're not touched by him and you don't meet him.
我要稍微也提一点哈，我们要读圣经有几个基本的，我们要稍微认识一下。
And so I want to talk about basic things. When you read the Bible,
我对初信的弟兄姊妹，我常常说你要速读圣经。
So for new believers, I always say you need to read it quickly.
今天我们这些知识分子有个麻烦的，我们读圣经就每一个我都要能够解，我才读的。
For many intellectuals today, we want to be able to understand each word there.
我解不了就卡在那里，就不下去了，就没法读下去了。
And if we don't totally understand, we are stuck there.
我有时候想，我年轻的时候，年长弟兄说，你读不懂就一直读，你一定要速读，
Elder
读得很快。
When I was a young believer, Elder Brother said, "Well, go quickly, read fast."
我可能笨一点哈，我就这样听了，读不懂了，读不懂就是、反正不是跳过不读，我读完了我还是过。
Well, I just follow their instruction. Some I don't understand, but I just read and go through with it.
你看读家谱，我常常那时候就问读家谱干嘛。
So for example, the section on genealogy, I always say, why do we have this there?
但是我还是读。
But I just read and go on.
到后来，但很多年之后，我就发现家谱太有意思了。
Of course, after many years, then I discovered that there's a lot of meaning in genealogy.
说啊，初信的弟兄姊妹，好好速读，不是叫你就。是不是这个你一目十行啊？这个就是你这读，不是说要把它都搞得很懂。
The point is for young believers, you don't have to understand everything, but you need to go through and read through it.
我们的网站有这个什么一年读一次的，如果你愿意用的，你可以用。
In the website, we have how to go through the Bible in one year. You can use that schedule.
你如果速读过两次圣经一遍。
If you have read through the Bible twice,
弟兄姊妹，你越早把圣经有读过一遍两遍越好。
The earlier you've done that, the better.
五年十年后，人家问你，你读过一次吗？
After 5-10 years, people say, "Have you gone through the Bible once?"
不好意思再回答这个问题了。
Then you don't feel good to answer that question.
如果你一次都还没读过，你好意思讲吗？
Because if you have not gone through it once, you feel you don't want to
answer that. 越早把这个Put behind you, 就越早就是圣经，我读过了一次两次，绝对读过了。
The earlier you done this once, read the Bible once or twice, better.
第二个，你要细读。
The second thing is to read very carefully.
或者用你的心来读。
Or to read using your whole heart.
这个会读得慢多了。
Now that will be slower.
有时候可能还做点记录。
Or you have to take some notes.
那这跟年纪无关的哈。你哪个年纪都会做这个事。
Now, This is not dependent on age. You can do this whatever age you are in.
我常常听一些老年的弟兄姊妹说，当我很细心读做笔记，老人痴呆远离他。
Even older folks, when they really read carefully and take notes, even their memory loss is gone.
对啊，你好好读，因为我跟我的神，我在读他的话。
You need to read carefully because you are reading the word of your God.
第三个，背圣经。
The third is to memorize the Bible.
你知道刚刚约翰一书一章第八节是我很早就背了。
The First John 1:8, I have already memorized that early on.
过这二十年还不会忘记这个圣经。
And then after 20 years, I still cannot forget it.
我在一些比较艰难或者特别的环境的里面。
During difficult times,
主会把一些圣经给我想起来。
Then the Lord will bring into remembrance Bible verses.
我就用这些圣经跟主说。
And then I use these verses to talk to the Lord.
我曾经跟你们说过，我有一次在机场，我突然间就觉得哇，满身的忧虑，满心的忧虑。
I told you that once in the airport, I was just filled with worry and sorrow.
我这个已经飞到洛杉矶了，我差点要买一张机票再飞回来，不到远东去了。
I got to Los Angeles. I felt that I want to buy another ticket to come home and not go to Far East.
忧虑把我整个人的这个 devour 把我整个人吃掉。
I was devoured by worry and anxiety.
但是我想到一节圣经。
But then I remember this Bible verse.
以弗所书第四章第六第七节。
腓立比。
腓立比书。
Philippians 4:6-7.
应当一无挂虑。
Be not anxious.
你们要接着祷告，把你们所要的告诉神。
But through prayer, tell the Lord.
主要在基督耶稣里，这个把出人意外的平安赐给你。
And the Lord will give you the peace that is beyond understanding.
你说这个圣经常常背。
Well, this Bible verse I memorize a lot.
说那天跟主说主。如果这些圣经对我没用的话，我以后再不读这些，再不讲这些。
And I said to the Lord that day, if this verse is not useful for me right now, I'm not going to speak about that verse to others.
我们跟主可以耍赖的。
We can kind of bargain with the Lord.
因为我是真诚的。
But I was sincere at that time.
所以这些圣经就成为我可以用的。
And then that verse become a verse that I can really use.
我也不知道那个忧虑怎么不见。
I do not know how that worry anxiety went away.
你知道我妈已经过了九十岁了。
You know my mom has is past 90 years.
你知道她过去背圣经。
She memorized a lot of the verses.
但是我有她那时候还在我家的时候，她也在背圣经。
When she came here, she was still memorizing Bible verses.
我发现我现在背东西已经蛮难的。
Now, I discover it's already very difficult for me to memorize now.
但是每一次说她也在背，我就不好意思说我背不了。
But when I see her memorizing, I cannot say that I cannot memorize now.
那你们这里许多年轻的人都不要跟我，就不要说背不了。
So for you younger people, you cannot say that you cannot memorize.
但是有一件事我还是要说哈，现在年轻人背圣经还是马马虎虎的。
But there's one thing I want to say. Young people, when you memorize, you're still not very careful in your memorizing.
因为里面字很多都自己的字加进去了。
Because you add your own words into it.
意思是对了，不是完全跟着里面背的。
It is true that the idea is there, but you're not accurate in the words.
说大概十多二十年前，我要弟兄姊妹背的时候，我也跟他们背。
So some 10 years ago when brothers and sisters are memorizing, I memorized with them.
我不容许我错一个字。
And I don't allow myself to miss one word.
说他们没有一个可以错一个字。
And so none of them can have any mistake.
说弟兄姊妹，在读圣经的上面，求主给我们能够认真。
And so with our Bible reading, that we will be serious and careful.
有一个很大的问题。
Now there is one big problem.
我一打开圣经，读了没几节我就睡着了。
When I opened the Bible, after a few verses, I fell asleep.
平常没这么累的。
Normally, I'm not that tired.
圣经一打开。
But the moment I opened the Bible,
读没多少节。
Reading a few verses.
哇，你就不知道这个哈欠啊，什么都就这么累的，最后没办法读下去。
You don't know where that yawning, this tiredness come from, and then you cannot continue.
昨天我们跟年轻的弟兄姊妹说哈。
Yes, sir.
记得以扫。
Yesterday we told brothers and sisters, remember Esau.
以扫对主的事，对属灵的事，一点兴趣都没有。
Esau is not interested in spiritual things.
他是一个好人。
Yes, he's a good man.
但他对属灵的事没兴趣。
But he has no interest in spiritual things.
求主警告我们不要成为以扫。
May the Lord warn us that we should not be like Esau.
也圣经说，雅各是我所爱的，以扫是我所恶的。
Because the Bible said, Jacob I love and Esau I hate.
我们如果一打开主的话，已经读不下去了。我们这个属灵生命有很严重的问题。
If we open the Bible and we cannot read on, then our spiritual condition has some problem already.
所以第一件事情，我巴望弟兄姊妹，2017年，我们在补课的事上，我们好好来读圣经。
So may we in our taking in remedial lessons that brothers and sisters, we will really read the word.
这不是跟你讲励志哈。我今天不跟你们讲励志，我今天要读圣经，又从创世纪读了，就出不了埃及了。
I'm not talking about making resolution because yes, we start with Genesis and we never get out of Exodus.
第二个，祷告。
The second thing is prayer.
如果问在座的，你们有谁没祷告过的？
When I ask all of you, who among you have never prayed?
我想不会有一个没祷告
过。 I'm sure.Not one of you will say you've never prayed.
但是如果我们问你祷告主听了吗？
But then if I say, have the Lord answered your prayer?
如果我问你祷告主成就了吗？
Have the Lord done what you asked for?
我们许多的回答没有，不知道。
Maybe your answer is no, he did not, or I don't know.
这主在地上明明讲的，你祈求怎么讲啊？就给你。
But then the Lord said, "Ask and it shall be given."
他说寻找就寻见。
Seek and you shall find.
他说叩门我就给你开门。
Knock and it shall be opened.
那我们是说主的话是白说了。
Now does it mean that this he just said this but it's empty words?
那我们每个都祷告，为什么我们好像主没听到，也没回答
？Now why is it that we pray?But it is as if the Lord did not hear him or hear us or did not answer.
那我这些我们过去都提过，我很快再跟弟兄姊妹讲一下。
We have mentioned this, but quickly we'll go over this again.
第一个是我们没有真的求。
First is we didn't really ask.
对吧？雅各书告诉我们说，你们得不到，因为你没求。
Because in James it says, you ask, you didn't really ask.
第二个，你求也得不到，因为你妄求。
Second, you asked, but you asked not correctly, and so you didn't get it either.
弟兄姊妹，我们所有的求的都是为我的利益。那你真的把主当作你的阿拉丁神灯里面的精灵？
Why? Because everything that you ask is for yourself, and so the way you regard the Lord is just like the genie in Aladdin's lamp.
第三个，我们祷告不专一。
The third is we're not single in our prayer.
因为我们没有很多时间来祷告了。
Why? Because we don't have much time to pray.
我们很快的祷告。
And so we pray quickly.
我们的祷告都很笼笼统统的。
And so we pray very general prayers.
主啊，我把今天交给你，你就保守我平安度过。
So like Lord, I commit everything to you. May you take care of me and protect me.
那就出门了。
And then you go out the door.
你说有没有祷告？祷告过了。
Did you pray? Yes, you did.
然后今天没事发生。
And then nothing happened that day.
你觉得主听了你祷告吗？
And do you think that the Lord has heard your prayer?
你也不觉得主在听你祷告。
probably you don't regard it as the Lord has heard your prayer.
我们不懂得专一的来到主面前。
We do not know how to come to the Lord single-heartedly.
第四个，因为我们犯罪。
The fourth is because we sin.
其实这个犯罪最重要讲到一点是我心中注重罪孽。
Now, sin, when we talk about we have sin, it's because we regard sin in our heart.
不是说你那个时候你在犯一个罪。
It does not necessarily mean you are sinning right at that moment.
乃是你的思想里面对某个罪你现在不肯放。
But it is in your thought that you're not willing to let go of a particular sin.
当你不肯放掉那个罪你现在祷告什么都没用的。
If you're not willing to let go of that sin, then your prayer is ineffective.
因为诗篇66篇说你若心中注重罪孽主必不听。
Why? Because Psalm said that if you regard iniquity in your heart, the Lord will not hear you.
圣经那里不是说你正在犯罪的时候你祷告主不听。
The Lord did not say, while you are sinning, the Lord will not hear you.
乃是你心中注重某个罪，你一定知道是罪，但是你放不了，你发现主不听的。
But it is you know that sin, but in your heart you still regard that sin, then the Lord cannot hear you.
第五个，我们心中不信。
And then the fifth one is there is unbelief in your
heart. 我祷告完，我根本就不信神会做。
Yes, you pray, but you do not believe God can do it.
说圣经说，心怀恶意的人，不要想在神那里得到什么。
And that's why the Lord said, if you're double-minded, you cannot get anything from Him.
佐治·穆勒那是在船上遇到很大的雾。
We know when George Mueller he encountered this great fog in the ship.
他简单的祷告。他知道主已经答应了。
His very simple prayer, he knows that the Lord has answered him.
那个船长也是一个基督徒，当了船长要祷告的时候，他就阻止他祷告。
Now the captain is also a Christian, and when the captain wanted to pray, George Mueller stopped him.
因为这船长不相信祷告这个误会走的，所以佐治穆勒弟兄就说：“你不要祷告，你既然不信，就不要祷告。”
Why?Because George knows that this captain does not believe that the Lord can take away the fog, and so he just stopped him.
如果我们不能够知道我的主能够听我的祷告的，我祷告在干嘛？我在试探我的主。
If we cannot believe that the Lord can hear our prayer, then we're just testing him.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们所有的心意都只为我的，你很难要主听你的祷告。
Now, if our heart is just revolving around everything I want, then we cannot have the Lord hear us.
刚刚我说了，凡寻求的都能够寻见。
When I say seek and you shall find.
我们是要来寻求主你的心意是什么。
We are here to seek His will.
我明白你的心意，我照着你的心意祷告，主就要成就了。
It's because we understand His will, and then we pray according to His will, and He will accomplish.
我们祷告不是照我的心意祷告。
It is not praying according to my will.
我们的祷告是照着他的心意祷告。
Our prayer is according to His will.
如果我们的心不是渴望他的心意成就的时候，我们祷告主不会听我们的祷告。
If our heart is not wanting His will, He cannot listen to us.
今天弟兄姊妹一个很大的难处关于祷告的
One great difficulty with brothers and sisters about prayer
就是我们今天祷告蒙答应的经历太少
is we have very few answered prayer
因为我们根本第一个不知道主怎么答应祷告的
First, we do not know how he answered prayer
第二个我们因为心不对我们很少经历主答应我们的祷告。
Because our heart is not right, we do not experience answered prayer.
圣经里面多少次的讲到凭信不凭眼见。
The Bible always say it's by faith, not by sight.
如果我对我的主不能够有一点的认识，我怎么凭信不凭眼见呢？
If we do not know our Lord, how can we do it by faith and not by sight?
说弟兄姊妹，我们要祷告上能够有经历跟操练的话。
So if we want to have experience and practice in our prayer,
我们读主的话，但愿主的话 convicted us. 主的话能够在我们里面真的把我抓到。
May His word really convict us.
我要照着这个原则来到他的面前。
And I want to come before Him with this principle.
因为这是他的心意。
Because this is His heart.
当我明白他的心意。
When I understand His will.
我照着他的心意祈求。
And then I pray according to His will.
主要成就在我身上。
Then the Lord will fulfill it in my life.
你要先求他的果与他的义，这些东西都要加在你身上。
Seek ye the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you.
背这些圣经不是只是来讲。
Now, memorizing this verse is not just to talk about it.
乃是我的心真的关心他的果与他的义吗？
Now, is my heart really, really concerned about His kingdom and His righteousness?
我根本没有很关心他的果、他的义，但是我有个要求，我祷告你必须听我的祷告。
But if our heart doesn't really care about His kingdom, doesn't really care about His righteousness, and all we want is, I have this want, and you have to satisfy that.
主会听吗？
Now, how can the Lord listen to that?
他是我们的神，是我们的主。
He is our God, and He is our Lord.
他听，乃是当我们的心是摆对地方。
He listens to us when our heart is right towards Him.
主乐意听我们的祷告。
The Lord delights in our prayer.
主乐意答应我们的祷告。
And the Lord delights in answering our prayer.
主不是乐意看到我们被虐待在这里受苦。
The Lord is not happy to see us abused and then suffering.
所以弟兄姊妹，但愿我们的心因着读圣经，我们把心转向我们的主。
But may because of reading His word, our hearts are turned to the Lord.
我们弟兄上礼拜讲回转向小孩。
Now our brother said we have to turn as little children.
我们能够回转吗？
Now, can we turn?
我们能够回转，我们能够回到主的面前，一个对的地位来到主的面前。
If we can turn, we can turn and come back to the Lord. And be in the right position.
永远记得我是个罪人，蒙主恩。
Always remember that I am a sinner saved by grace.
今天能够到父神面前，因为耶稣基督的宝血。
Today I can come before the Father God. It is because of the blood of Jesus.
我们的地位能够站对。
This is our position and we need to take this right position.
我活着，我为你而活。
And I live for you.
所以今天我的需要，我能够知道我为你活，你为我成就我的神。
So today, because I live for you, and I need, when I have need, you will accomplish it for me.
这是关于祈求的。
This is about asking.
你知道我们今天讲到祷告，只有一件事，就是祈求。
Today, when we talk about prayer, all we think about is just asking.
我们好像祷告 equal 等于祈求。
To us, prayer equals asking.
祷告不是只有祈求的。
Now, prayer is not just asking.
我们薄饼聚会，我们有感恩。
We have thankfulness in our prayer. Like
我们有赞美，我们有敬拜。
We have praise and we have worship.
真正的懂得祷告，乃是你的祷告就是来亲近我的主。
Real prayer is to come and be close to my Lord.
我们说我们恢复祷告的生活。
We said that we have to restore this prayer life.
乃是恢复亲近主的生活。
We need to recover our being close to the Lord.
我们要在祷告上面真正要来补课的。
Really, we need to take remedial lessons
from prayer. 因为我们太少人经历说主是听祷告的。
Because very few of us really experience God hear our prayer.
我们没有真的说主，我真的要来经历主，你怎么答应祷告？
We want to come and say, Lord, I want to experience how you answer my prayer.
求主帮助我们来到主面，不是只有祈求的。
May it be that when we come before Him, it's not just asking.
一个孩子到妈妈面前只会求。 今天给我糖，今天给我长，是吧？小的时候长糖要糖，大的时候要电脑，就是只会求要东西。
Now, if a child comes to the mother and all he does is asking, like when he's young, he wants candy, and when he's older, he wants a computer.
对，再拉一点，给我你的 credit card.
Or then give me your credit card.
这个做妈妈的，我的孩子哪一天才长大？
As a mom, you will say, when will my child grow up?
我们的神，当我们向他求可以，因为我们在地上是无助的。
Yes, we can come and ask of our Lord because we have no dependence other than Him.
主要我们 talk to Him, 我们能够跟他谈话。
But He wants us to talk to Him. He wants a conversation with us.
我们一到神那里啊，没话讲。
When we come before the Lord, we have nothing to say.
我们只剩下求，就没其他话讲了。
Other than asking.There's nothing to say.
这个早一段时间提过哈，这 Brother Lawrence 讲到这个罗伦斯弟兄，他能够常常与主同在。
We mentioned Brother Lawrence, and he was always coming to the presence of the Lord.
年长弟兄常常用他的例子鼓励我们年轻人，这个要常常与主讲话。
And the brothers always use him as an example to encourage us to come before the Lord.
你知道我可以告诉你们哈，这个我通常我那些时间哈，我已经算认真的，但是我觉得他们讲一些，我就说不可能。
I considered myself pretty serious, but when I heard them saying that, I said, "Well, it's impossible."
我说罗伦斯是一个大厨。
I said, "Well, Brother Lawrence, he's a chef."
他已经天天都煮同样的菜了，或者就很会煮菜了。
I said, well, he's cooking the same thing every day, or he's very good at it.
他不用用脑的。
He's not using his brain.
所以他的脑可以整天跟主讲话，这边就是炒菜。
And so, he can be, you know, talking to the Lord with his mind all day.
我们今天上班的都在用脑的。
Well, I said today we're in the office and we use our brain.
怎么可能跟神一直讲话？
Well, how can we be talking to the Lord constantly?
当然第一个没话讲了，第二个根本就找理由，就是不可能的。
Well, of course, actually we don't have anything to say, but we're just finding a reason and say it's not possible.
这个我这一过就过了十多年，我终于明白是可以的。
But then after more than 10 years, I realized this is possible.
因为你可以跟他讲话。
Why? Because you really can talk to him.
你知道我这个其实有人如果开车久了，这个现在我发现很多人开车久是喜欢在车上听圣经。
Many people, when they have a long drive, they want to listen to the Bible.
我跟你讲，读圣经跟听圣经差太远。
Well, reading the Bible and listening to the Bible are very different.
对我来讲，那叫偷懒。
To me, that's just being lazy.
当然有好一点，我听讲道。
Or maybe it's better, a little better to listen to messages.
我跟弟兄姊妹讲，如果你开车，最好的就跟主讲话。
Well, for me, I said to brothers and sisters, the best thing is to communicate with the Lord.
只是不要闭眼睛。
But don't close your eyes when you're doing that.
一直跟主讲话。
You can talk to the Lord.
我就因为有这个经历，我就发现以前所谓讲的亲近主全部对都不对。
And because of this experience, I realized, my past experience of being coming close to the Lord are all wrong.
我突然间发现以前所谓讲的亲近主，根本就是不是亲近主。
Because the past talking about being close to the Lord are not really coming close to Him.
我突然间发现，当我跟主没话讲的时候，我已经开始已经 on my way 的远离神了。
When I don't have much to say to my Lord, then actually I'm already far from Him.
我可以跟弟兄姊妹讲，我蛮享受在开车跟主讲话。
I can tell you that I really enjoy.Talking to my Lord during driving.
我什么都跟他讲。
Oh, I can tell him everything.
没人管我。
Because nobody is minding me.
还有一个，我讲出声音的，因为我一个人在车上。
And I can talk out loud because I am by myself.
你发现主的应许是真的，你跟他讲，他保守。
And you will find out that his promise is real. You tell him, and he will keep you.
你知道我身体毛病蛮多的。
I know I have a lot of ailments. A problem with physical stuff.
我，你知道我们公司，我们都是这种年纪的同事哈。
We are all about the same age in the office.
So we are falling apart.
And when we sit together, we say we're all falling apart.
因为，哎呦，有时候才，我这个什么，大家一大堆问题。
Because it seems everybody has a lot of problems.
所以弟兄们见到我呢，你要运动。
And so brothers tell me, well, you have to exercise.
哎，这个。哇，他很大声的 ，You have to exercise.
你要运动。
你要运动。
You have to exercise.
常见弟兄来把我抓出去了。
And brother Chang, he took me out.
他说跟我去走路。
Say, okay, come walk with me.
哇，这走到哪里去了？我都没走过那些路，做了这么多年。
And I don't know where we went.
那走了很久。
And we took a very long walk.
他说你一定要运动。
And he said, you have to exercise.
我现在是听到了，这个要运动。
Well, I've heard this.
所以我现在在公司哈，这个下班前我就在公司兜圈。
And so I would go around in the office after work.
我后来发现我们也有像我们这种老人家也在那里兜圈的。
And then there are others who are doing the same.
我以前年轻看这些人，我说哎，奇奇怪怪的。
When I was younger, I look at them and it's like, oh, they look strange.
我现在看 I'm doing the same. 我现在开始做同样的事了。
But now I'm doing the same thing.
你知道我在走，但我不会讲得很大声，我就跟主讲话。
Well, of course, I don't say it in a loud voice, but I was talking to the Lord.
很好的时间去讲话。
It is a good time to talk to the Lord.
不是你在那里干嘛？
Otherwise, what are you doing?
数你走几步。
You just count your steps?
兜了几个圈?
Or how many rounds you made?
很好的时间能够跟主讲讲话。
It is a good time to talk to the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要在亲主、亲近主的事上一定要回来补课。
And so we really need remedial lesson about coming close to the Lord.
你能够补这个课，你也能够补你祷告的课。
If you can take a lesson on coming close to Him, you can also same way with your prayers.
我今天只能够讲两个了，时间没有了。
Today I can only mention two because the time is up.
但弟兄姊妹，这是非常基本的。
But this is very basic.
我很少在这里谈到读圣经这件事情的。
I don't mention this about quite often on Bible reading.
但是我越来越发现弟兄姊妹在圣经的下功夫太不够。
But then I realized that we put so little effort in our Bible reading.
可能有些人是用头脑的下功夫的。
Maybe there's some who use their mental ability to put effort.
但愿我们是用心在读主的话来碰见主。
But we need to use our heart that we can touch the Lord.
读到的能够成为我的祷告，但愿基督读的开我眼，能够照他的心意祷告。
That when I read, he will open my eyes and I'll turn this into prayer for him.
弟兄姊妹，你这两个你真的去求主给我补课，能够做真的转过来，我们整个属灵的情况要改变的。
That the Lord really help us to take this remedial lesson and then our whole spiritual life will be turned around.
我们唱一首诗歌好不好？
Let's sing a song.
圣徒诗歌566首。
566 in the hymnary.
你知道他这个副歌他说哈。
In the refrain it says.
他说吸引我靠近，靠近你，亲爱的主。
Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord.
弟兄姊妹，但愿这成为你的祷告。
May this be your prayer.
主啊，我读圣经一打开就睡着。
When I read the open the Bible, I feel sleepy.
或者我祷告没话讲。
Or I have nothing to say in my prayer.
但是我里面有个呼喊说，说 ，Draw me near, 吸引我靠近，亲爱的主。
But there is a deep cry, draw me near, blessed Lord.
把我引到你流血的身边。
To the cross where thou hast died.
给我知道我是一个罪人，今天蒙了你厚厚的恩典。
That I am a sinner saved by grace.
主啊，吸引我，使我一直靠近你，直到你的同在是这么的明显的。
Draw me nearer, that your presence is very, very imminent.
第三节。
And then verse 3.
他说费时虽不多，喜乐也难言，当我在你座前小逗留。
When I kneel in prayer and with thee my God I commune as friend with friend. 第三吗？
OK 我们愿意花点时间，那一晨更不行，早上不行，总在一天里面花个时间。
That I'm willing to come and spend some time with the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，如果你没办法每天花到时间，你一周里面总能够花个时间读主的话。
Or if it's not daily, at least in a week, you really spend time with Him.
这是我在当学生的时候我操练过的。
I've exercised this when I was a student.
我没办法每天都花这么长的时间。
Well, I cannot spend exactly the same amount of time.
我忘记我是礼拜五还是礼拜六，我总有一个时间。我大概有两个小时，我好好读书的话。
I don't know if it's Friday or Saturday. I spend like 2 hours really, reading carefully His words.
说年轻的弟兄姊妹，如果你现在不做这个，你不要以后你想有这个时间没有了。
Don't think that young people, if you don't do it now, don't think you have more time later.
但是我们能够说，我虽然用了不多的时间，我能够在你座前小逗留，俯伏在你脚前和你面对面，我交通。好像人间有意，我可以跟主讲话。
There are the depths of love that I yet may know, ere thee face to face I see.
好，我们唱一次，好不好
？So let's sing it once.
主，我是属你，我听你宣告，知你爱我的无比。但我是渴望能因信升高，和你更亲密，吸引我心更近亲爱主，直至你流血身边，吸引我心。更近亲爱主，直至你同在从前，靠着你恩典，求你分别我，从此转移侍奉你，让我领往你有坚定把握，我只消失你之力，吸引我跟进亲爱主，只是你留学身边，吸引我进跟进亲爱主，只是你同在中。姊妹们，第三节。一起来，吸引我紧跟进亲爱主，指着你留学身边，吸引我紧跟进亲爱主。弟兄们，再来第三节。
Brothers, third verse.
杯子虽不多，喜乐亦难言，当我桌前小逗留。夫妇你要前和你面对面，交通犹如人间游。一起来，吸引我紧跟进亲爱主，直至你留学身边，吸引我紧跟进亲爱主，直至你同在。第四节。
Fourth verse.
爱有其深处，我不能通宵， 除非有日照那边，那有极高处我无法达到，除非安息你面前。吸引我定跟亲亲爱主，直至你留学身边。吸引我定跟亲跟亲亲爱主，直至你同在中间。低头再有点祷告。
Let's bow our heads in prayer.
主啊，我们心中有个呼喊。
Lord, there is a cry in our heart.
求你吸引我们靠近你身边。
Draw us, Lord, draw us nearer to your side.
主啊，我们今天活在一个最 critical 的一个时代里面。
Today we live in a very critical time.
主啊，求你听我们的呼喊，吸引我们到你面前来。
Hear our cry, draw us nearer to your side.
让我们能够经历，因为到你面前，我们经历到什么叫做安息。
Let us experience because on your side we can have rest.
主啊，我们常常里面翻腾，但是主啊，你救了我们，就求你救我们到底。
Lord, there is so much unrest in us that you save us to the uttermost.
使我们每次到你面前，我们心里何等的平静安稳。
That to, when we come to you, we are so at rest.
主啊，在一年的开始的里面。
At the beginning of the year.
主啊，我们承认我们失去我们许多的日子。
Lord, we admit we have lost many of our days.
我们靠着你的恩典，主，我们要补回我们失去没有学到的。
Lord, that because of your grace, we can recover what we have missed.
主，我们愿意在最基本的上面，主，把我们带上那条对的路。
Lord, we want to be on the way on the most basic points.
帮助我们成为一个亲近你的人。
That we will be one who really know how to be close to you.
求主纪念我们。
Lord, please remember us.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
This we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. 我们等一下要吸尘哈。